We've had a lot of interest in both alfalfa and particularly perennial peanut in Florida with the idea of being in the horse hay square bale business. And there's a lot more to it than just growing it and selling it. It's the difference between marketing and selling, customer service, and just having something that people come to your farm for.
People that have not been around perennial peanut, maybe they've heard of it, not been around it. What is different about it and what is good about it?
Well, perennial peanut is a tropical legume, so it is higher in quality than grasses, but not quite as high as quality in alfalfa. But actually, for horses and goats and cattle, they do very well on it because it has a little more fiber than alfalfa does. Many of our horse owners are figuring out it's really an ideal feed.
Is it something that can be grown throughout the Southeast?
Pretty much. We have to be careful. If your ground freezes, your perennial peanut would too. So basically from about the midline of Georgia, Alabama north, it gets a little too cold.
But you're seeing more guys starting to use it, right?
Absolutely. It is certainly a crop of interest, especially when you look at low commodity prices. I mean, here's something you can grow where you set the price and you market direct. So that has a lot of attraction, particularly if you're looking at cotton and peanut prices of the last few years.
For somebody that would like more information, where can they learn more about perennial peanut?
Well, the Perennial Peanut Association has a website, perennialpeanuthay.org. Has really is lots of information that certainly your county extension agent can direct you and possibly tell you about a farm in your area that you could visit.